11 hours, 8 minutes. And we've just gotten a preliminary assessment of the performance of the SPS engine from here in Mission Control Center. And from the indications of the burn, the SPS looks to be completely go, in the words of the guidance officer. And the other flight controllers also concur. The burn was completely nominal in all respects. We also had a post-burn report from astronaut Jim Lovell aboard the spacecraft, and we'll play that back for you now, and then stand by for any further communications with the spacecraft. During that conversation, you heard Jim Lovell refer to the residuals. This is the amount of velocity remaining to be added or taken out of the trajectory following the ignition of the SPS engine, and we normally expect a small residual. We did have residuals of about 4.4 feet, according to Lovell, and as per their normal procedure, these were removed by burning the reaction control system thrusters, a very short duration burn on those to, in effect, peak up the effects of the burn and put the spacecraft velocity right on the pre-planned. At this time, Apollo 8 is at an altitude of some 53,200 nautical miles and traveling at a speed of 8,134 feet per second. This is Apollo Control at 11 hours, 12 minutes into the flight.